Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
You know, one of the tests that a president or an administration goes through is exactly, you know, what we're seeing right now. And that is, how do you navigate, you know, trying to balance your political support with what, you know, is the right thing to do? And now we see the Biden administration, I think, kind of dismally failing at trying to counter a lot of this, talk that, you know, they're going to lose votes. You got the squad members out there, you know, watch out, Joe Biden, you're going to lose all your support on this, especially from certain groups and so forth. Because why? Because you're supporting Israel. Well, I don't know, folks. I think the voters have a great chance to see, you know, how does Biden actually handle these kinds of things. So I don't think he's going to get a whole lot of points for it. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, as we continue through the weekend edition of the broadcast, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine on the program. If you'd like to ask a question of our guest coming up here in just a moment, our regular contributor, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And then, of course, we've also had a lot of great calls already this morning. So if you've been listening and you want to call in, you want to make a comment, now's the time, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And by the way, if you're hearing this program on replay during the weekend, or if you're picking it up another way, and you'd still like to make a comment, you can do that simply by going to KyleWarrenShow.com and using that direct link, or that direct message link, I should say. But wherever you are, whatever you're doing this whole weekend, we're just glad you're spending some time with us here this morning on the radio. All right, so without further ado, let's bring in our good friend and regular contributor, of course, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
All right. I think you're sounding really, really good this morning. You know,
hey,
folks. Yeah, we've been working on this, and I think that we're getting it dialed in here, and so that's a really, really good thing. And well, Denise, again, you know, we actually had a call earlier too about why in Gaza they haven't, you know, built it out as like a resort or an oasis. This kind of thing, big, giant, you know, modern hotels, you know, resort-style places. My first inclination would be that, well, the Hamas wants nothing to do with that. They want to continue this conflict.
Well, it isn't so much that, is that, you know, Islamic law doesn't allow that kind of stuff. So, you know, they're very happy to, you know, just take money from someplace else and live large, and you know, that's the life that they chose when they voted in Hamas to be their governing power.
Indeed. Well, and of course, Hamas, though, their whole thing is to destroy Israel. They don't even want to help move the people out of harm's way. You know, Israel moved literally, I think, tens of thousands of people out of the way in the north as a precaution. But even on the other side of the border in Lebanon, they won't do the same thing, even though knowing that this could erupt at any time on that border.
Look, the reason that there's not a lot of people going through the Rafah gate You know, they were going to try and get some of these people out of there. And one of the big reasons now is because Hamas slash the Palestinians have taken what they say are injured people because of the Israeli bombings, and they're putting them into the queue to leave Gaza for Egypt. And there's nothing wrong with these people. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the system is being punked. And, you know, who do we have to blame here? Oh, well, we've got Hamas.
Well, of course. And their ilk. And those who would, you know, agree. Of course, you know, something else you've been bringing out to us over the last week, and I think it's important to repeat it here on the weekend show, and that is that, you know, we hear a lot about Iran and Iran's, you know, pulling the strings of Hamas and so forth. But what about, I think you mentioned before, is Qatar, right? And then that's actually, they're also another big player in this.
Well, they've been a big player, and they became a big player during the Obama administration. Sometimes I have to keep reminding people that when we traded the Taliban 5 for Bo Bergdahl, where is it that those Guantanamo, where is it that those Taliban 5 went? Doha. And we helped to provide the funding for essentially a embassy for, you can't make this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen, for the Taliban. Now, we're in a pathetic situation here. I don't even know how to put it. We're also giving billions of dollars to Afghanistan. Well, mm-hmm. Afghanistan is completely run by the Taliban. So, I mean, why?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, this is not computing anymore, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't working. And this administration doesn't seem to see anything wrong with it. But let's take it a step further, shall we? We have now found out that when you had a handful of mayors that were going this week to meet with Biden in the White House about immigration.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, Denise, just hold on there real quick because we're heading right to the break, but hold that thought because we want to start it right when we come back. Stay right there.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming, but a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I came down because you heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. A little Billy Joel bringing us in here for this segment of the program. Glad to be with you, of course, and we have so much more to talk about as we go through the weekend edition of the program this morning. And before we get back with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, number one, I want to give you the telephone number, 949-822-7959, if you'd like to call in, if you have a question for Denise. And she's working overtime this morning getting these questions answered from callers from before, and because, number one, they were great questions, for one, and second of all, of course, we always strive to see if we can find out what we need to find out, and Denise is a great resource for us on that, absolutely. Well, folks, AM860 and Wired Differently proudly present Countdown to Election 2024 with Salem hosts Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorka live November 14th at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. With pivotal topics that will shape the 2024 election, don't miss a VIP meet-and-greet session and a guest appearance by the CEO of Wired Differently, Todd Saylor. Now, get tickets at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. That, again, for Countdown to Election 2024. And, again, you've got Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorka, as well, of course, as a special guest appearance by CEO of Wired Differently, Todd Saylor. Simply go to theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. All this, of course, brought to you by Wired Differently. All right. Well, let's bring up here, Denise Simon again, FoundersCode.com. Hello again, Denise.
Hello, hello.
All right. Well, once again, we've been talking about Israel so much, and you were just finishing a thought, I think, when we were going to break.
I was.
Yeah, Mayor Adams, New York, Chicago, and I forget the other one. But anyway, they were all to meet with Biden this week in the White House to talk about the fact that they need around $5 billion to help bail out the expenses that they're spending on all these illegals, you know, the hotels and meals and transportation and all that other kind of stuff. Well, it turns out Biden didn't meet with them at all. We don't know who met with them, but he blew them off. Now, having said that, as Mayor Adams was getting off the airplane, about to get, you know, landing in Washington, D.C., he had to turn around and get right back on the plane and go back to New York. And why did he have to do that? He canceled the meeting. Why did he do that? Well, turns out that his mayoral campaign had a lot of corruption in it. So his campaign chairperson had her home raided by the FBI.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And interestingly enough, it looks like there's some foreign money in there. And what foreign money? It looks like Turkey, of all places. Okay. Now, earlier in the week, too, Biden signed an executive order on artificial intelligence. And the executive order really, I'm not sure they, you know, the White House or the administration feels like they need to know what every company out there that's doing artificial intelligence is doing. But more than that, they want to make sure that it is climate change compliant.
Of course. And, yeah, of course.
And it has, you know, it's equitable. It's equity. Meaning, you know, you got to give preferential treatment. Now, interestingly enough, nobody at the White House actually wrote that executive order. Who did? Oh, glad you asked. It was Obama.
Really? That is interesting. Yeah.
So now we have a vice president that's been given all these assignments, and she doesn't know what she's doing. And, you know, somebody's writing her drafts for her, so wherever she goes, she just reads from something, but she has no clue what it is that she's saying. And Biden himself has been obviously completely taken out of the loop. So now you've got all these other operatives in this White House that are former Obama administration officials, almost every single one of them. And they've decided that they, you know, that this administration, you know, Biden himself isn't quite working, which is the reason they're all pushing him to the side. So we've got Obama back on the scene.
Oh, boy. That doesn't sound comforting at all. You know,
I think as long as he's there, maybe we ought to ask him some hard questions on how come he didn't do anything when Russia invaded Crimea. He did nothing. How come he didn't do anything when Russia was moving into the Donbass region of Ukraine and he decided to send over MREs and blankets?
Well, too, of course, you know, Obama, you know, people think what they may, of course, about Mitt Romney, but back during the election, right, against Barack Obama, Mitt Romney tried to make the case that Russia was a huge problem, and Barack Obama tried to really embarrass him and make him look stupid or something, Mitt Romney was right.
Well, and don't think that Russia doesn't have their fingerprints all over what is happening in the Middle East, because they do. And, you know, we are working so hard to get these hostages back and, you know, clear these tunnels and blah, 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 blah in Israel. I get it. But nobody talks about, there wasn't one word that was really ever said about the fact that Russia kidnapped about 80,000 Ukrainian children and put them into the adoption system in Russia. Tucker Carlson seems to always overlook that one. And so where was the humanitarian stuff? Where was the ceasefire or pause, if you will, discussion And where is it now when it comes to Russia and Ukraine?
Good question. Good question. Well, you know, we've got a caller hanging on the line here. You want to go ahead and take a quick call? I think we have time.
Sure.
We have just a couple of minutes before the break, but I think this is this James in Clearwater?
Yeah, Kyle, it sure is.
All right. Good morning.
Real quick, bouncing things off here, what's going on in, with Hamas. The whole thing is this pause or timeout or whatever you want to call it. It's focused on Hamas, but that's not the one that's going to embolden the most. It's the other people on the different fronts that Israel has to fight. Those are the ones that are taking advantage of the time that they will have, and they're beefing up now. And if they can get rid of Hamas, neutralize them, then they can throw their weight other places. But if things keep dragging along as they are, then these other people have a chance to strengthen and come after them. The other thing is that God bless the speaker for trying to break things up. You know, enough these omnibus bills. My goodness. I might be one of five people on the whole planet that read that stupid health care bill before it was passed.
Right.
And that was in the works for years. There was too many people, two main groups, rather. One of them called the person going to be in charge of secretary. The other one called it the commissar. And they put them together. These bills are being written as every Christmas it comes along, and we have to rush and get things through by Christmas Eve so people can go home. No, enough. You know, break it up. Put them through one at a time. God bless them for trying to split up the Israel. And I all for, you know, having lots of bills and a continuing resolution through next April, whatever it is, get us past this Christmas nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And then just move on the way that they're supposed to, instead of lumping all together where they can just sweep everything under the rug and downwards at the same time.
Well said.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, and again, yeah, the idea that these things would just be passed, you know, this is where we've gotten to this point, you know. And of course, they're going to try to rip up Mike Johnson one way or another for saying, you know, well, you're really, you know, screwing up this whole process. But he wants to fund these different agencies, you know, even not all of on the same schedule. It's almost like an absolute need to have basis at this point. I think it's going to rattle a lot of cages.
Well, remember what Mr. Gruber said about the health care bill.
Oh, yeah.
You can prove them right or prove them wrong.
Right.
So they need those.
Exactly. Well, James in Clearwater, thanks so much for the call. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour break, and we appreciate it. We hope to talk to you again real soon.
Sure thing. Take care, guys.
Thanks a lot. James in Clearwater, everybody. And we're going to come right back with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. So don't go anywhere, folks. 949-822-7959. If you'd like to call in, stay right there.
You know the thing.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre telling reporters today that a ceasefire at this time would primarily benefit Hamas. The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he will not consider a pause in the fighting in Gaza unless Hamas releases the more than 200 hostages it currently holds captive. The economy added just 150,000 jobs in October, reflecting a slowdown in the labor market. The unemployment rate rose slightly to 3.9%. Today, Eric Trump is providing testimony once more in his father's civil fraud trial in New York. The son of the former president is currently addressing inquiries related to financial records of the Trump Organization. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through the overnight hours throughout America and, of course, via live streams as well. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to check out the live streams for the program. And that's a great song bringing us back. Phil Collins, Don't Lose My Number. It's kind of apropos, don't you think? I think it is because you don't want to lose our number. It's 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. And the lines have been lighting up this morning here on the Weekend Edition. We're always, always excited by that, and we love to hear from you. And, of course, if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, our guest and, of course, regular contributor to the program from FoundersCode.com, you can call us up right now, 949-822-7959. Hello again, Denise.
Hello, hello.
All right. Well, now, number one, I just want to take a moment and say, you know, I think we do now have this dialed in. We're using a different form now for Denise to connect with us here on the program. I think it sounds light years better, I think.
Yay, I like it.
Yes, indeed. Just a great leap forward there, so I really appreciate you doing that for us. Well, I'll tell you what, again, you know, it just seems like, as I said, we talk a lot about Israel, but in the offing, though, too, I think coming up early next week, we've got Joe Biden's going to meet with President Xi, I think, in San Francisco.
That's the rumor.
Yeah. So now, obviously, you know, I don't know if it could be more tense. You know, I mean, this is the guy who's going to want to pull the trigger on going to Taiwan, you know, based on other missteps that the Biden administration could make in the whole Middle East affair going on right now. You know, it just seems to me that this is not a game for the faint of heart.
Well, you know, when you coordinate these kind of things, there are certain subjects that they both agree to discuss, and there are others that they're not going to talk about at all. So, I'll tell you what, when you got two leaders like that, you know, I wouldn't be agreeing to anything. You know, you have a summit, you know, bring up what it is that you need to bring up. Of course, that's just not going to happen. We need to be bringing up Belt and Road Initiative. We need to be bringing up trade. We need to be bringing up, you know, the espionage operations, the immigration. I mean, there shouldn't be any kind of a limit. So I don't hold anything with this. And then when you get readouts of what, you know, they discussed, they just say, we discussed this, and that was it. Well, what was the outcome? What are the receipts? You know, who signed what?
Well, so. And typically, at least I suppose, I guess, lack of a better term, in the olden days, you wouldn't necessarily have a summit unless you already had some things you were kind of agreeing on already so that you could come out of that summit and have the joint press conference and stuff.
Yeah, the deliverable. Exactly. Exactly right. And even the press, you know, there are some that you know, they can ask a pretty good question, but they're never going to get the answer. And then, you know, they're supposed to just live with that. You know, we see that going on in the White House all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't hold a lot of hope for this summit, this meeting.
Yeah, it does seem to be a little, and also the fanfare about it hasn't really been that much either. It's kind of like, oh yeah, and the president of China, the leader of the Communist Party there or whatever, is gonna come to San Francisco on Tuesday or something like that. Normally that would be like an event in and of itself. But of course, we just had our governor here in California, Gavin Newsom, go over and try to look presidential with President Xi. You know, do you think Biden's going to look a little worse by comparison?
Yeah, he's going to look pretty stupid. And interestingly enough, let's talk about San Francisco. Here you got a city that's in full-blown decay. It's in an absolute tailspin. So are they cleaning up San Francisco for this visit? So
probably, yeah.
Not for President Xi, but for Biden, so he doesn't see that, you know, Nancy Pelosi's district and Senator Feinstein, you know, when she was with us, you know, did such a great job for the state of California, much less Gavin Newsom himself.
Well, This question is, I hope it's not too far out of left field, but in terms of looking down, you know, because we're coming into, of course, the holiday season, you know, and before we know it, we're going to be in the new year, because it always goes super fast at the end of the year. I don't know if it's an Einstein relativity problem or something, but once you start heading towards Thanksgiving, it's all a blur, and then it's New Year's. Where are we going to be, do you think? Of, you know, 6 months down the road or a year down the road, it's especially where what's happening in Israel, does it drag on that long, do you think, or what sort of thing can we expect?
Well, I think this is kind of where some of the leadership is going to come from out of the House. You know, is there going to be a government shutdown? Is, you know, the bill for providing aid to Israel is, according to Chuck Schumer, is dead on arrival in the Senate, and Biden said he was going to veto it anyway. It is a bipartisan bill, by the way. And the other interesting piece is the previous caller, you know, was asking about these or talking about the omnibus bills and whatnot. Well, you know, the one thing that billions of dollars has been spent on is the climate change agenda. And we don't have any receivables. There are no deliverables out of that. Have we lowered the level of the oceans? No. Have we saved any polar bears? No.
right, yeah.
You know, what are we doing? So I would be clawing back a lot of that money. And speaking of clawing back, what about all the money, unspent money for COVID?
Right.
You know, I'd be going after some of that too. We have no reason to be dialing up new money anyplace. There's plenty of money sitting out there that's idle, that's, you know, that we can get our hands on. And I believe that's what Mike Johnson's going to certainly try and do. Now, there's a $435 million aid package that's supposed to be going to Ukraine. Where that money's coming from, or is it something that was already there? I don't know. Are we just getting around to shipping it? I have no idea. Of course, even if you read seven articles, they're all going to tell you seven different things, so it's hard to necessarily pinpoint it all. But, I'd be going after existing things. I think Mike Johnson is just the person to necessarily do that.
Yeah, it does seem to be a pretty interesting sort of turn of events, doesn't it, with Mike Johnson? They can't rattle him the way that they want to at this point. He doesn't seem to be rattleable, if that's a term.
Well, it is now.
Yeah. I think so. You're right. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like the man doesn't care. This is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to get the House members on the Republican side to vote for. And if you want this stuff, this is Democrats. This is what it's going to look like, vote for it or not, which is what he did on the Israel bill and got plenty of Democrat votes for it. So it's a bipartisan bill, Chuck Schumer.
Yes, indeed. And maybe this is the kind of breath of fresh air that voters on both sides, you know, Republican, Democrats, and, of course, even independents.
He's a breath of fresh air, but whether it's there's some staying power, some effectiveness, hold on. Because, these Democrats, they're gonna throw sand in the gears every place that they can.
Well, you're right about that. Very, very true. And it's unfortunate because I think you got people all over the country that want to make sure that something moves forward and we actually start making real progress, because November 17th is going to be here before we know it. And if the government shuts down, there's going to be blame all around. And, they're not going to want that, generally speaking.
Well, even under McCarthy, he was slow to get some things done, but some things got done. And one of the big ones was H.R. 2, the immigration bill, which obviously is sitting on the floor over there in the Senate.
Right.
And on the floor where they're all stomping on it.
Right.
Wow. And so I think the Republicans, and I'm not sure that we're going to get any leadership out of Ron McDaniels at the RNC, but I think the Republicans, they've got an interesting story to tell, and they need to start telling it now.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, Denise Simon, thanks so much. FoundersCode.com. We're going to hit the break in about 5 seconds here, so we're going to talk to you on Monday. Take care.
All right. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks. Denise Simon, everybody.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We head into the final segment of the program this morning, and you know, we're really glad to be with you here on the radio this morning, and we really appreciate the telephone calls, and I know Denise does, I know that Frank Salvato does, and our other great guests, Brandon Rimes and Patrick Highland, of course, they all really appreciate the telephone calls and the questions, and really, I tell you what, the especially this weekend show has just really flown by. I mean, again, I don't know if it's something to do with Einstein and gravity and relativity or something, but it has flown by. And that's actually pretty cool. All right. Well, what's not flying by, and by the way, the telephone number 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959, if you'd like to call in this morning. What's not flying by, of course, is the war in Ukraine. This from Reuters: Ukrainian troops battle exhaustion as the war drags into a second winter. Ukraine's counteroffensive has yielded little so far. Also, as winter approaches, according to the article, reality of the long war sets in. Soldiers on the front line are exhausted, but they're still highly motivated, we understand. And Kyiv says more support is needed from the West to gain an initiative. Well, of course, the winter setting in, that is a big deal. We're seeing this happen. Obviously, it's going to affect the fighting there. But, you know, a lot of people have also been talking recently about what should be happening, for example, from Europe in terms of trying to foot the bill for this and to send the aid that is needed and so forth. But, you know, is that something that the United States bears almost entirely exclusively? And so this, I think, is a really, really good question. But what we see happening, though, as the world continues to literally catch on fire, you know, this is concerning. What we were just talking about with Denise Simon, you know, we've got President Xi coming to San Francisco to meet with President Biden. You know, what transpires there? How do things get tamped down when here comes the leader of China, that is literally working with Russia, working with North Korea and so forth, in order, sort of forming this unholy alliance? You know, you'd have to be so far on top of your game just to begin to get a handle on this. And so, you know, my wish is that, of course, the American president does get a handle on it. Because as the world literally catches on fire, my friends, you know, one false move and one other development, one more thing, I mean, just one more thing could be disastrous. But hopefully that will not be the case. But what's kind of happening, I'll just switch over to politics now a little bit, something that is kind of disastrous has been the notion that Kamala Harris would not be the one to take up the mantle of the presidency, right? She is the vice president and so forth, and that's fine. But in terms of running for president, if Joe Biden were to step down for health or family reasons, which I think is going to be one of those two or a combination of those things, if Joe Biden were to step down and not step down from the presidency, but step down from running for a second term. Well, in 60 Minutes, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the week, but I thought it was good to bring it back for the weekend show, again, because we have different listeners and so forth. On 60 Minutes, Kamala Harris was asked about how Democrats are worried and donors are worried that she's not the one, literally, and I'm just sort of paraphrasing here, but to take up the mantle of running for president, that she would not be the natural choice. But who's the natural choice right now? And again, I was just telling somebody yesterday, too, the Democrats don't have a deep bench. The bench is Gavin Newsom, and Gavin Newsom knows that, and that's why he went to China, and that's why he's doing what he's doing these days. I think he knows he is the bench, and Kamala Harris is not on the bench and wouldn't be part of the bench. But let's listen in. We'll hear part of the question from 60 Minutes, and then her response about Joe Biden running for president. And it's a little awkward because, you know, she's being told that, well, you know, people just don't think that they would want you to be the standard bearer. So let's listen in.
And some Democrats are growing worried.
We were talking to some Democratic donors, and they have told us that should something befall President Biden and he is not able to run, that there would be a free-for-all for who would run as president. You are in the spot that that would be unnatural for you to step up, but we're hearing from donors that they would not naturally fall into line. Why is that?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to engage in that hypothetical because Joe Biden is very much alive and running for re-election.
So but you do know. I mean, that is a concern and a legitimate concern, I would say.
I hear from a lot of different people a lot of different things. But let me just tell you, I'm focused on the job. I truly am.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, you hear things like that. You hear things like, I'm focused on the job. And I don't engage in hypotheticals. And, I mean, this you hear this kind of stuff all the time from politicians or even business people sometimes. And when they say things like that, they are so angry, you know, and to some degree, understandably so, right? The 60 Minutes interviewer just, telling her, look, nobody wants you to be president. And that is harsh, and that is, hard to hear. There's no doubt about that. But Kamala Harris has done sort of a specially bad job at being vice president. She had a lot of things that were sort of given to her, and yes, they were probably given to her because they were more or less impossible to do, and that's not a new thing in the political world. But she could have, metaphorically rolled up her sleeves and tried to really do something, either about the border or about whatever. She could have done these things and just sort of said, look, damn the torpedoes. I'm going to go and I'm going to make a dent in all of this. At the very least, I'm going to chart my own course in it and try to at least get the perception that, Kamala Harris is trying to do everything she can, and she's actually going against the headwinds of the powers that be in the administration, stuff like, just anything else other than kind of the way that she's gone through this. And she might have had a ghost of a chance of actually being considered to be standard bearer like that. But, of course, the Democrats are worried. The donors are worried. They all look at the possible ticket of Biden-Harris, and they say to themselves, this is going to be a disaster, because now Biden has a record, or lack thereof, or terrible record, or however you want to phrase it. And it's all going to get compared not just to Trump, primarily so, because it's the last 4 years. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And everybody would say, no, I'm not. I'm not better off than I was 4 years ago. Only because everything has gone, into, in a handbasket, not only domestically, rising crime, all this stuff. And I'm not trying to be negative for the weekend edition, but this is where their perceptions are going to be. And then foreign policy and all this stuff. But I will leave you with this. We had a quote earlier, hour number one of the program this morning, and we had a quote from Mike Pompeo, who did not come out to run for president. And I have been saying, and I don't know that he would run for president or that he would accept being drafted for president, but things have changed, haven't they, in terms of what the voters might be looking for in a president moving forward, because now foreign policy is now going to take front and center. And it's going to be very interesting to see how some of the declared Republican candidates are going to be able to handle this. Nikki Haley, of course, able to sport some foreign policy experience with what she's been involved in and having been a governor as well. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this all sort of works out in the end, right? But Kamala Harris, no, she's not going to... likely not be the nominee, right? Folks, thank you for listening. It's been a great week of broadcasting here on the program. Thanks again. Thanks to everybody at AM860. Thanks to everybody at GCN. And thank you for listening, for calling in, for being part of the program, for being there, for your messages. All that stuff, folks, it really means the world. Best job in the world, and we'll see you bright and early Monday morning. Take care out there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.